Well, I do think that there's starting to be some fatigue about the topic. You know, yesterday I was at Rays camp in Port Charlotte, and Kevin Cash finished up the media session and, you know, asked me where I'd been, and I said that, you know, I'd been to the Yankees and the Red Sox and seeing you guys. I said, but let's face it, the dominant part of the conversation down here is the Astros, and he goes, hopefully that changes. And he mentioned that there are a lot of good teams, there are a lot of good storylines that don't have anything to do with the Astros, and they're all getting overshadowed by this Houston talk. And it does, you know, Aaron Judge talked yesterday, Nick Markakis ripped the Astros yesterday, but it did feel to some degree like when Mike Trout speaks, like he spoke the other day, it was like the voice of the baseball god. You know, the best player in the game, the most respected player in the game, the guy everybody likes coming down hard on the Astros, that was like the mic drop. And now the question's going to be, you know, will the commissioner do something more in the way that a lot of other players clearly want?
Buster, were you surprised at the bluntness of some of these normally quiet guys, especially a guy like Markakis and Mike Trout?
Yeah, to some degree I was. And to the point that, you know, I'm not surprised that they're angry, but I do think, and Aaron Boone talked about this over the weekend, that in some respects he thought it was a good thing that all these players are speaking out for their own mental health. You know, they're coming out, they're saying what they need to say, and, you know, emotionally at that point they're probably in a position where they can move on. But it was interesting because people who don't know Trout were going, yeah, he wasn't that harsh, and I'm like, yeah, he was. For Mike Trout, who's so understated, you know, for Nick Markakis, who doesn't talk. I mean, literally, is not someone you walk into a clubhouse and you don't see him chatting up other players. He's a very serious professional. So when he came out and talked about how these guys need a beating, and by the way, I think he really meant that as an emotional verbal beating versus literally getting thrown at and beaten up, that really jumped out. Aaron Judge is like to me, like summa cum laude, graduate of the media training school, and the way that he measures his words and the way he talked and as blunt as he was, yeah, that was something. It caught your attention.
Buster, as for the idea of taking away the title, I mean, people seem to want this to actually be a thing. I'm against it. As much as I hate what the Astros did, I want to move forward, not look back. Do you think that this is a valid thing, taking away the title?
I mean, and some people have talked about that. A lot of fans want it on social media. Just from a practical standpoint, I just don't really see it being an option. First off, we don't know if Rob Manfred has that power. Yeah, he's the commissioner, but he's also the employee of the owners who is involved in a collective bargaining agreement with the union. And we don't even know if he were to try to do that, would the union push back and fight his powers to do that. And I agree with what Justin Turner said a few weeks ago when this first came out. He was like, when people asked him, does he want the Dodgers who lost to the Astros in the 17 World Series, you know, for them to be awarded the title? And he kind of shrugged and smirked like, no. Like, that's, you can't change the results of what happened in 17. My idea, I wrote in the column today, understanding how Rob Manfred doesn't have a lot of great options because he's already given immunity to the players of the Astros. I don't think he really is in a position to vacate the title. I think that he should, ask for a vote of censure, resolution of censure from the owners. And then the owners at that point, Rob could take it to the Player Association and said, look, we've done this. We would like you guys to second it. I bet you the support in the union would be overwhelming. And look, it wouldn't feel as meaty as, you know, penalizing players or taking their money or taking away their title, but to essentially deem these guys in history, to move forward and say you are the first team in the history of baseball to have been censured for cheating and have that go into the record books, that's not a small thing. And I do think that, you know, it's a measure that Rob can take without having to worry about union pushback, and I do think that he'd get support from a lot of players.
Buster Olney, ESPN MLB Insider, with us every single Wednesday at this time. He's live in Fort Myers today where the Red Sox and Twins are. He's thanks to Lucky's Trailer Sales and Peterbilt of Vermont. We talk about the collective bargaining agreement and how contentious the labor negotiations might be in the coming future. Are the players and baseball on the same side when it comes to this issue at least? Do they want to see strict punishments for all involved in sign stealing in the future?
Well, I think, Rob, at this point, you know, because of the choices they made during the investigation to grant immunity, and by the way, I feel like that was the one practical way that he could do it, because let's face it, if Rob went to the players on the Astros and said, we want you to talk, the union never would have let that happen, just they didn't when, you remember, Senator Mitchell did the, you know, the Mitchell report. The players didn't participate in that, and I suspect that if they had gone to the players and say, you're under jeopardy possible for possible discipline, a lot of the answers they would have gotten back, even if they were allowed to answer questions by lawyers, would have been, I don't remember that. I don't recall. I didn't hear that banging of the trash can. And they would have gotten nowhere. And if they had tried to discipline the Astros on the strength of Mike Fiers' comments to The Athletic, that it doesn't necessarily mean that you can absolutely prove that, you know, player A benefited from doing this in this particular game. If you don't have corroboration, and actually, I mean, look, common sense tells you that what Mike Fiers said would be true, but to actually prove it beyond a doubt where you can, in front of an arbitrator or a, you know, legal case, that's a very different standard. And so I do think that, you know, Rob, you know, he probably would love to come down with more discipline, but from a practical standpoint, that'd be really difficult. That's why I do think that, you know, a resolution of censure would be something he can do, and I do think that, you know, he and the vast majority of the players would get on the same page, and that would be a pretty severe, indelible mark on the legacy of the 2017 Astros.
Buster, what would we be saying about Gaylord Perry right now?
Well, you know, I mean, I think we ought to leave that to the players of the 70s. We'll just worry. I'm just going to worry about the Astros for now.
That's for sure.
Buster, over to the Red Sox. I mean, they're kind of next up on the chopping block here. I mean, how are you feeling if you're Red Sox Nation right now and the players?
Yeah, it was interesting the last couple days when Chris Sale and J.D. Martinez were asked about the legacy of the 18 Red Sox. Well, I do think there's some confidence there that, you know, where they stand. Those guys deferred on those questions. They basically say, you know what, let's wait and see what comes out in the report. Here's what I'm hearing. I've told you guys before that I've heard that the commissioner's office investigators have been working off very specific points. I don't know what those are, but the questions are very pointed and they're working off specific things. I was told by a high-ranking source that this is not expected to be at the level of where the Astros situation was. I can't tell you if that means that they could be sanctioned in the same way. I don't know if it's going to fall short of that. I just heard that around the edges that it's not going to be to the level of what the Astros situation is.
Buster, how about how the mood is right now in Fort Myers? You've been out there. How are people feeling right now post-Mookie Betts pre-investigation findings?
I think they're working hard to sort of generate that great chip on the shoulder the competitors do. You know, Ron Renneke spoke in the team meeting the other day and basically talked about how, hey, everyone's counting you guys out since you traded Mookie. And, you know, they're saying all the right things. Chris Sale spoke very passionately. So did J.D. Martinez. But I got to tell you, it's got to feel a little bit weird, the reality of it. The team being in a state of flux, the best player is gone. You know, the manager that spoke to the team has an interim tag. We don't know what the commissioner's office is going to do yet. And it's not only, you know, that situation is state of flux. Jackie Bradley Jr. is an impending free agent. He could be traded this summer. Brandon Workman, who's one of the best relievers in baseball last year, he's headed for free agency. He could be traded this summer. I do think that they're being underrated because the offense, I think, has a chance to be excellent. But they've got a lot of holes to fill, and it does feel like that even if this 2020 Red Sox team played to their absolute best, they would still be miles behind where the Yankees and the Rays are. I saw the Rays yesterday. That team has so much depth, more so than any Rays team I've seen.
Speaking of the Rays, how about a former Ray who's now being linked to the Red Sox, and that's outfielder Will Myers. Look, we thought maybe these rumors were dead. Actually, we thought they were definitely dead when Mookie was traded to the Dodgers. What do you think of the new rumors out there that the Red Sox could still acquire Myers and some prospects from San Diego?
Yeah, and I will have seen more credence in it when I see that it's coming from places outside of San Diego. Chaim Bloom, it was part of the Rays front office when they traded Will Myers. I don't know really would be in it for them unless they had an opportunity to shed other salary. So I just want to wait and hear more, wait and see more. And I got to be honest, I haven't done a lot of reporting on that one just because we've been doing so much in the Astros.
What's going on with the pitching stuff, Buster? Because right now they're in dire need of some starting pitching. I don't know where they're going to get it from.
Yeah, neither do I. I was in the clubhouse the other day, and I will tell you this. Sale was, you could just see it and hear it in his voice. He feels great.
Wow.
He's feeling very good. He's feeling very strong. Even after battling pneumonia, he spoke very positively. I saw Nathan Eovaldi walk out of the clubhouse the other day. He looks like he's in great shape. Eduardo Rodriguez, he looks like he's poised for another year. But the fact is, when you lose Porcello, you lose David Price, you're losing a lot of innings. That's going to be the big question. Who's going to step into that rotation? Because that's the biggest issue right now.
Buster, over to the Yankees, Aaron Judge, is that just sort of an eye roll and you go, okay, well, no big deal? Or based on the last couple of years, do you kind of get a little concerned about that shoulder?
Yeah, no doubt. You do. And, the fact is that the last couple of years, he's dealt with a lot of injuries. And it doesn't mean it's not legit, but it's been something that's been bothering him. I do wonder, and I've told you guys many times in the past, that players are not required to tell us what their injuries are, and we're not required to believe what they tell us. I do wonder, since it's been going on for a while now with his shoulder, whether or not this is a chronic situation.
Buster, with the Astro stuff that's going on, has this in any way taken any pressure off the Yankees? Because I feel like if the Astro stuff had never happened, I would have walked into this season saying, okay, the Yankees must win the World Series, and that's the only thing that everyone's focused on. The Astros have taken away some of that. Do you feel like the pressure is off the Yankees a little bit?
No. I think they're going to be playing under a lot of pressure, and I think they kind of like it because I think they feel like they can live up to it. Gerrit Cole had that answer last when he met with reporters. A few days ago, I was in the room, and he had the biggest smile on his face when he was asked about the expectations that they, need to win the World Series, and that anything short of a World Series, that would be a disappointment. And he just had the biggest grin. He's like, "I love it. Like as a player, you gotta love that." And when you look around that clubhouse, my God, they're so deep, and that lineup looks like it's going to be absolutely incredible. And think about it. They lost over 2,000 days to the disabled or injured list last year, and they still led the majors in runs scored. So you're concerned about Aaron Judge at the start of spring training, but Miguel Andujar is healthy again. And Luke Voit looks like he's ready to go. And Michael Pachman, who was so great for them last year, he's ready to go. It really is an incredible team, and they are playing with a lot of confidence and you really feel like that even if the Tampa Bay Rays, as good as they were last year, as good as they may be this year, they could do absolutely everything right, and they still may not be within 10 games of the Yankees, especially with Gerrit Cole in front of the rotation.
Buster, we'll get you out of here on this. We talked about this yesterday. What do you make of, from a distance, the Giants-Aubrey Huff battle where they're not going to allow him at the 10th anniversary of their 2010 championship?
Yeah, I know that he's said a lot of stuff that really objectionable to other members of the team, and I take Larry Bear at face value what he said, in that they polled other players about the reunion, and according to the Giants, it was overwhelming that they voted to not have him participate. And if the other players don't want him there, I understand why they chose not to extend something to him. And I'm sure you guys have heard the clips of his interviews yesterday when he continued to say things that, you know, are offensive. And even the radio host said he said he hoped that, you know, he brought him on to get his perspective, and he continued to say a lot of offensive things, and they hung up on him. You know, I got to know Aubrey a little bit. We talked about, you know, some depression issues that he went through, but I can't speak to, you know, how he could justify some of the things that he sent out on Twitter.